I'm gonna slap that A out of your face.
I'm 25.
Didn't say the magic word. Please, motherfucker!
That's good.
I love Jurassic Park.
Me too. I'm a big fan.
Yeah? How big? 5'10"?
This big?
Oh, okay. Today's a special show.
Why is this so special?
Today is our bachelor show.
Oh, yeah.
In lieu of bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a show.
We're doing a show.
Tons of phone calls today.
We also, in the beginning of the show, we have a special guest.
We do?
Yeah, via iChat. We are actually right now sharing headphones, me and Joe. We are going to talk to Adam Geller.
And here he is right now.
This is Adam Geller.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on there,
I like
Mr.
those
Adam?
Cool things that pop up on GarageBand. That is neat.
I don't know anything about that.
Sorry. You're missing out, Adam. Yeah. You are totally missing out. There's a bunch of naked ladies that come up on GarageBand every time you talk. So why don't you talk a lot? We have some questions for you, I think. And sure. And some topics to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Did you actually see... I'm sure. I'm pretty sure. I'm actually 100% positive that Adam Geller has seen a Simpsons movie.
I have not yet.
Oh, my God. Ow, my headphone came out.
You gotta go see it.
I know. I may go see it tonight. I was in Denver when it came out.
They don't have any movie theaters in Denver?
They do, but I was busy.
Oh, okay. On business?
Yes.
That is cool. He's in the industry, you know, Adam.
He is?
Yeah.
In the industry?
He's kicking ass.
In the industry.
All right, so I guess we'll go right to the gauntlet. You're no stranger to the gauntlet.
No, I've been there before.
You've done it on the old show.
Okay.
Or some topics. Ben's got his notebook. Go ahead, Ben. You shoot fire.
I don't actually have any topics in here, but I'm going to pretend that they're in here and just look.
Okay.
If you were an eyeball, would you have wings? Because I drew a picture of an eyeball.
Oh, I see
wings.
That.
I suppose I would have to. How else would I get around to start from rolling around?
Yeah.
You could roll.
But
you'd probably get dirty.
You'd probably get dirty and you couldn't see too well. Yeah. You have to go to the eye doctor a lot.
Yeah. All right, Joe.
All right, who's winning in a straight-up fight? Straight up. Not street rules. Just
okay.
Straight-up fight. Bob Saget or that other gay guy in the show that didn't work out with Rebecca Romijn Stamos? John Stamos, that's his name. Who's winning in a fight?
Bob Saget.
Really?
Absolutely.
What's his finisher? What's he doing here?
I got nothing.
Nothing to cut.
You know what I would say? Maybe a powerbomb?
I was thinking that. Or maybe just hit them with a TV playing a loop of America's Funniest Home Videos on it.
Or Full House.
It would probably be a crotch punch, actually.
Ooh.
Oh.
He fights dirty.
He does.
Dirty,
well, think
dirty.
Of everything that's on that America's Funniest Home Video show.
Right. Yeah. He probably takes a baseball bat and you think he's going to hit him with it, but he throws a ball and it hits and it ricochets off something and then hits an old lady in the head and then it hits the guy in the crotch.
Exactly.
That leads to my next question.
Mm. You have another question?
It's not about crotch shots.
Okay.
Who's a better host of America's Funniest Home Video?
Ooh.
Bob Saget or Daisy Fuentes?
Ooh.
Daisy Fuentes hosted America's Funniest Home Videos?
Oh, yeah.
That
yes,
was America's Funniest People, I thought.
Was that People? No, I thought it was Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier did People.
Yeah.
But she did it for a very brief time, her and another guy.
Cool Man. We call him Cool Man because he's cool.
Hung out with Daisy Fuentes. That's not cool, though.
I would go with Daisy Fuentes was hotter.
Yeah.
But you got to respect Bob Saget.
Yeah.
I think he's right. He's on to something about her being hotter.
It's close.
Yeah, I think in a bikini contest, Daisy Fuentes right. just slips by and wins.
Hmm.
It's right.
All right, next question. Your favorite YouTube video, and we will post it on the Blogspot. Do you have a current favorite?
Actually, it's the read a book rap I kind of got into recently.
Read
I
a
thought
book.
It was pretty funny.
We have not heard
I
of
I haven't
this.
Seen this one, so it's going to be a little surprise for us,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so you're going to have to send us the link.
Alright.
I'm gonna answer that question. My favorite one currently is a clip from The Maury Show. Are you familiar with The Maury Show?
I've seen The Maury Show.
Okay. And every other show, he does a thing where, are you my father? Are you my father?
Oh, the paternity test.
Yeah, the paternity
baby
test.
Baby daddy.
Right.
Use the proper term.
I'm sorry, baby daddy. And So there is a clip of a guy who is so excited that he is not the father. He gets up and dances. And someone in the YouTube world has put a song underneath it, and this guy breakdances, and it's freaking awesome. And we will post that, too, because it's really, really cool. It's amazing.
The other one, have you ever checked out this guy Bobby on a dating service?
Oh, wait a minute. We did see a bunch of dating service ones. Remember we used the...
They can.
Yeah. which one is this?
The one where the guy says he has big old dinosaur brains?
No. That sounds awesome.
I'll have to send you a link to that.
Yeah, we actually found a bunch of them on an actual dating site that's just video stuff. I found one through YouTube, and then we went to the actual site and found a bunch of other ones. There's a bunch of, I'm going to call them slow people on there.
Yeah, that's what you're going to call them.
Yeah, and there was a lady who works with wolves. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Is that the coolest job ever?
To work with wolves? I think it's up there.
Adam, it's the coolest job ever?
It's pretty intimidating, like a lion tamer almost, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, come on, if you walk into a party and a guy's like, oh, I do this,
Hi, I'm an accountant.
I'm an accountant, and this other guy goes, I train wolves.
No, I work with wolves.
Oh, work with them.
I don't know if they train them.
They train you.
Ooh. Hey, you got a phone call.
Yeah. I don't care about the phone.
Adam, we have a comment about your one of your Facebook photos that it's just freaking amazing.
My favorite Facebook photo ever.
It's a picture of a guy, right? And you're in the background, and we didn't know where you were. We were looking at your photos, and you are predominantly in the background. I mean, it's kind of obvious, but it wasn't obvious to us at first.
It's like you blend in like ninja style or something.
And it's like, where's Adam Geller? Oh, there he is. He's right behind the guy. So, that was awesome.
With your permission, maybe we can post that.
Hey, that would be cool.
Absolutely.
All right, we're doing that, because that is a great photo. I'm also digging Adam's MySpace photo right now. He's got the photo we had there with him meeting Anthony.
Right.
But now he's got a Simpsons avatar over himself.
Cool. I love those Simpsons avatars.
It's exploded, I think.
It has. It really has.
Yeah.
Like the movie.
I love that movie. I'd love to see that.
Yes, go see it. Did you see any other movies recently?
Not really. I think last one I saw was Transformers.
Robots
in disguise.
Or more than meets the eye.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was enjoyable. It was a little long-winded, but I enjoyed the whole retro aspect of it.
Are you digging Shia LaBeouf as Indy's son?
I'm just going to be completely reserved about that whole Indiana Jones 4 thing. I'll wait and see it.
I don't think I'm going to like it. I think that kid ruins movies. He ruined Charlie's Angels, too.
It was totally his fault. The whole movie was ruined because of him and no one else.
I don't like that kid.
You like that movie?
Charlie's Angels 2?
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best.
Of the Charlie's Angels movies?
Right. Right. That movie
was it as good as
Spy
Kids 3?
No.
That is Citizen Kane. The new Citizen Kane.
I believe...
That's like number 5, probably. Charlie's Angels 2?
Yeah.
Is it up
5
there?
Or 4?
Yeah.
But I think the first one comes first, like, is 4th, and then... Right. Then the other one's 5th. Because, you know, the second one didn't have Bill Murray. And I watched that movie for Bill Murray.
Did you not see the trailer where it's Bernie Mac?
I'm sorry. Bernie Mac ruins movies.
He does?
Yes.
Like
he's just like him. Well, he ruins Charlie's Angels movies, at least. I can't understand a word that guy's saying sometimes. Just blah, 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 blah. I don't understand what you're saying.
He's talking the language.
Probably. What other questions do we have? I don't know.
I guess we can throw Adam a wrestling question because he was a big wrestling fan back in the day when it was good. Adam, Chris Benoit, did he do it?
Absolutely.
He sure did. That bitch had it coming, I heard.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. I just wanted to get a Chris Benoit reference in there.
Adam, are you a fan of Vader? The wrestler. I know you're a fan of Darth Vader.
Who isn't?
Yeah, but Vader.
I haven't heard from him in a while since he was on Boy Meets World.
He's actually he actually called the show.
He did.
Yeah.
Should we play that?
I don't know, could we play that right now?
Let's try to see if we can.
Okay.
All right.
It's time. It's time. It's Dope Cheese time. Dope Cheese.
Oh, there we go.
No.
Yeah, that was Vader. Adam, are you a huge fan of Vader or a little fan of Vader?
I'm a little fan of Vader. I
Little
know when
fan.
Vader time is, though.
Yeah. I think everyone should have a watch, right? And at a certain designated time, it is Vader time.
I think it should be like a law that
It's
like,
kind of, yeah, it's
you know
kind
what? Fuck like 4 o'clock. That's a boring time.
of, yeah.
That should be Vader time.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, it should be like, you know, when the Muslims pray, and, you know, they put out their little mats,
Vader time
and they
instead.
pray to Mecca. Yeah, I think it should be Vader time and you just, like, kill people. Instead of praying. Praying's boring. Killing, a lot better.
I'd go to that church.
Yeah. No, it's not a church. It's not a church. There's no church involved. It's just killing.
So Adam has some big news for us.
He does?
Right, about Jeff Goldblum being awesome.
Yeah.
If you post you'll probably post the link after the show, but
Yeah.
It's from one of Jeff Goldblum's first movies. He was in Death Wish with Charles Bronson. And he has an awesome line, so
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin anything for anyone,
He
unless you
drops
guys do.
Yeah, he drops the I'll ruin it. He drops the C bomb like constantly.
And let me ruin more Harry Potter. I read the next couple
Oh,
pages.
you did?
Get this.
He's dead.
He's dead again.
Really? He dies
Again.
again?
He dies twice in the book.
I
But then Dumbledore comes back to life, brings him back to
Oh,
life.
I heard that Dumbledore brings him back through the zombie dance.
Speaking of zombie dances, Mr. Wizard, we gotta play his backlog call.
What he called?
He did.
Okay.
I'm gonna play that right now.
Okay, play it right now.
Hey Ben, hey Joe, this is Mr. Wizard. Just got finished listening to Tires and Testicles. About Big Jake. I know him. I built his cybernetic data system in his brain. That's right, because I'm Mr. Wizard. I can't explain it because I don't have time. I have to go finish running a new store I opened up. It's called Nobody Beats the Wiz. We sell electronics that I built. Wizard out. Dope cheese.
God rest his soul.
Nobody beats the Wiz. It's
I
true.
it is true.
Are those stores still around?
No, somebody beat them. PC Richards. Richards. They were beat. All right, you said you had one more question for Adam before we let him go.
Yes, I do. If you had a band, if you were in a band, what would be that name of, what would be the name of your
What
band?
would be that name?
Well, as far as Guitar Hero goes, I have a few bands.
Oh yeah?
All right, let's hear some.
One was Hoof Hearted. HOOF, and then space, HEARTED, Hoof Hearted.
That's awesome.
I like
And the
that.
other one is the Corys, which I came up with way before that stupid VH1 show or whatever came out.
Yeah, I heard that Corey Haim and Corey Feldman are having a reality show together.
I thought you were going to say butt sex together.
That too. It's going to be on the reality show. I have a couple. Mine actually, this is my Guitar Hero one too. It's called Mint for Pillow, based off of that Tommy Boy reference when David Spade knocking on the door.
Housekeeping jerk you off.
Mint for Pillow. And then this I actually found out last night that this is an actual band, which I was kind of pissed about, but Spina Bifida. It's actually like a goth band.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
So I'm gonna one up them and just name my band AIDS.
Oh, I was gonna go with cerebral palsy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
MS.
Muscular dystrophy.
No, yeah, that
oh,
would be enough.
That's multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that would be cool. A band name too.
I call meningitis.
Oh,
pretty good.
Yeah, pneumonia. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Adam.
Yeah, thanks, man.
No problem. Thank you for having me on. And dope cheese.
Nice.
Nice.
Check my what?
Check your text edit. We
oh.
have stuff. Let's read some comments that we got. That jam that we just heard
yeah.
provided by you, because you did
yeah
it.
Yeah. my new goal is, you know that guy, DJ Spin Bed?
No,
you
I
know
don't.
This guy? He's no. on Z100. He just takes, like, music and he spins them bad.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, DJs that mix stuff up.
Right.
That's going to be me. I'm going to oh. spin using. So cool. I'm going to put down my turntables here. And now I'm going to read. We got some Bodacious Becca from
yeah,
the
from MySpace.
MySpace. She gave us a little comment. It says, "Hey, Ben and Joe, haven't talked to you in a while. Hope everything is going A-okay and whatnot." And a little smiley face there.
Becca, it's going great. Please call us at 718-304-7856.
Give us a call anytime, and we will play your voicemail.
All right, now, say you don't have a phone.
Oh, God.
You just don't have one, but maybe. You have a computer.
Okay.
And you have a microphone.
Okay.
You can go to our Blogspot now.
iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm.
Right. And on the right side of the page, by the sidebar, go scroll a little down. Keep going. Right there. That's where it is. It's a new voicemail thing.
Right. So get this. You don't have to pick up a phone.
No.
You could go straight to the internet,
mm-hmm.
leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it.
Yeah, it's a little application that we put on the Blogspot last week. So George already left us a great voicemail. Mm-hmm. You can go listen to it.
Yeah.
We won't play it on the show because it sucks ass. but you can listen to it for yourself. And I left one, too.
Wait, it's almost like,
me going like this.
It's almost like you could have, like, a little discussion board, too.
You could.
Audio style.
You could. We could do something like that. We could leave, like, maybe, a question on the board every week after the show.
Look at this. You see my face? That's a great idea.
And then you guys can comment. And we'll play the comments on the show.
Right. They could be hilarious.
Yeah. Or they could suck ass, just like George's comment that he left. Do check it out, though.
Yeah.
It's worth your time.
It is.
Not really.
His comment, or what is it?
Oh, his comment. The thingy's cool.
Okay, you could also Facebook us. We're on there.
Yeah, find us by typing in iHeartSnacks.
Eric Turner did again.
You love this kid. This kid is great.
You taking him under your wing?
He is.
You
gonna
train him.
He's my ninja apprentice.
Ooh.
Training him to be a pirate. I don't know why it's called Ninja Apprentice. I think they got it mixed up, but...
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, He just commented on our Facebook, on our wall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, "Wow, I just realized that Kyle from Naughty Karate is a singer in Kile. I love the NK and the snacks."
Look at this guy. He's got cool nicknames for two awesome podcasts.
NK's awesome.
Yeah.
We're awesome.
Me and the Bean.
Me and the Bean. Yes. They haven't done a show in
a year.
So long.
We were the original trifecta of awesome, I think.
Yeah. I think that's how it went.
I think it was us and then maybe... There was another one, like...
Mom, you were running a fort. It was pretty
Yeah,
good.
They joined forces with us for a while.
Yeah, but they stopped.
Speaking of Bruce Willis, he
yeah,
called
I
the
always,
show.
I always talk about him.
He called the show.
Really?
I think this is the biggest celebrity to call our show to date.
Yeah. Do we have a voicemail?
We do. Here it comes.
I'll slap you, bitch!
Did you see The Simpsons?
I did see it. Adam did not.
I feel a little bad for him.
Yeah.
He must be a busy man.
Now let's ruin it for everyone.
All right. Here we
by
go.
By reviewing it.
Okay.
No.
Well, we'll give a review about it. We won't ruin it.
Right.
First of all, I think it's the first time in a long time you and I are reviewing the same movie.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed that, you fuckers?
Oh, Joe, those are our fans.
Don't yeah.
call them fuckers.
Fuckers?
They're called snackers, remember?
Oh, that's right. Snackers. Sorry, I get my shows confused. I do this on this show.
Fuck you,
fuck snacks.
Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
That's what it's called.
I found the movie to be awesome.
I have to say, both of us, I'll speak for myself. Last year, I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
And I said, oh no, they're doing a Simpsons movie. This is the end. It was a great run. It's my favorite show ever.
Really?
But
favorite show?
Definitely. Favorite show ever. Great run, but, you know, this is it.
This is the end.
This is the end.
This is the end. My lonely friend.
Fucking fuckers. So, then I saw that was a teaser last year. Then I saw the trailer earlier this year.
Right, wasn't the teaser just like Homer on the couch or something?
Yeah, with a Superman shirt.
Right.
Because it's the same time Superman came out.
Right.
So they're trying to trick you.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have me fooled because I know The Simpsons is a cartoon.
Right.
Okay.
Animated cartoon.
Yeah.
So when the Simpsons trailer came out, I was like, alright, it's cute, but I bet you that's it. It's all the funny parts from the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see it, and I have to say, I was going in there expecting, like, Star Wars to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
So I already had low expectations.
Right.
Let me tell you something.
Good.
This is one of the best movies I've seen this year.
Wow.
Maybe of all the year. Grindhouse is pretty close, but they're two different kind of movies. It's hard to compare. Right,
yeah. But Grindhouse is awesome.
What did you think?
That was great. Although it was funny, clever. It was like a lot of good Simpsons episodes in one.
Right. It was just, you know what, that's what I liked about it the most. It was like one long Simpsons episode.
Right.
I found when animated things or TV shows go to the big screen, if you will, they have to make some ridiculous, big, crazy plot that doesn't normally happen on the show.
Yeah. And this is...
This was like, it was a little bit that, but it was still The Simpsons.
Right,
like,
yeah.
It didn't jump the shark, if you will.
Yeah. I thought the story was, it was cool. It was funny.
Yeah, it was very funny.
The stuff they get away with, I thought was really funny. Because, you know, you can't get away with certain stuff on the show. And they didn't really, like, push the envelope. Hey, look what we could do. Look what
right.
we can
they
do.
Right, they weren't doing it just to be assholes. They were just, it was it made sense for the characters.
Right.
Like, Otto will give away one thing.
Yeah.
He has a bong.
Yeah.
Makes sense for Otto.
Right.
It's not like, you know, they were like, oh, well, we're just going to throw a bong in there.
Right.
Maybe the Bart getting drunk thing. A little bit. But that was hilarious.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
There's another Bart thing, but I'm not going to spoil that.
Yeah, oh, well, that's the best one.
That is a good thing.
Yeah. It was really good. I'm going to give it 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up. I'm going to give it... I rarely give this out.
What? 3?
4 stars.
What?
I rarely give that out.
4 stars out of 4?
Out of 4.
Whoa.
I don't think I've given that out ever, maybe. What? Not in the show, anyway. I haven't reviewed a movie in the show where I give it out.
Yeah.
So... Recommendation for the week.
I'd give Grindhouse 2 thumbs up and 4 stars.
I'll give Grindhouse 3.5.
What?
Let me tell you why.
What?
Let me tell you why. Death Proof wasn't
great
as,
movie.
Wasn't as good as...
No, but it was still good.
As the first one. What was it called? Planetair.
Yeah.
If it was just Planetair...
Yeah.
4 stars.
What? I think Death Proof just added to Planetair.
It did, but it was also like... It got really slow in the middle.
It did.
It had a weird
right.
character arc because they like the first set of characters are all gone, then they bring in new characters.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's still worth watching a million times.
Yeah, yeah. Try downloading it. Yeah. I was gonna buy the DVD too.
Whatever.
But okay. I can't it doesn't work on my computer. Can't play it. But I'm totally buying the DVDs. Those are gonna be amazing.
I think you're right.
Amazing.
All right, running a little long here today.
Yeah, so we got another show coming to you today.
That's right.
We're
going to be recording ourselves.
Yeah.
During my bachelor party.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to use my dad's computer. That way it sounds a lot better, so we don't lapel mic.
So you're going to get a little bonus.
Yeah, we're going to have some pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play some Nintendo.
64.
64.
Maybe we. Maybe some Guitar Hero.
Yeah. And
probably a lot of strippers.
Chicks?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of chicks there.
With boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicks with boobs.
Yeah.
They have them with, like, on them.
Right.
It's not like they're just carrying around boobs.
No.
Like, hey, look, I got boobs in my hand.
No, not gonna do that. And, maybe Brian's gonna be there.
I hope he is.
Yeah, he didn't email me back. And Donnelly, and, who else?
Oh, there's a lot of cool people coming.
Yeah.
Buster Poindexter.
Right.
I think he's coming.
Jeff Goldblum said he might.
But William H. Macy also said he might.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That will be insane.
Is your coffee table ready for someone to go through it?
Yeah, I don't have a coffee table, but if I did, it would totally be ready.
All right, we're going to IKEA and we're getting a coffee table.
Okay.
It's good because I need one too.
Oh, cool. Okay. Alright, so call us at 718-304-7856.
Gmail us, iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Check out our blogspot at iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
Why don't you check out that MySpace, huh?
MySpace.com/iHeartSnacksRadio.
And then hook us up on the Facebook.
Yeah, we got some groups going.
We do. We got 2 crazy groups going right now. One is Why Back to the Future is My Second Favorite Movie of All Time.
Right.
And then Ben just started a new one.
Yeah, for my cool show.
Inside Ben's Head. Some of the best work Ben's done in his head.
Thanks.
Ever.
InsideBen'sHead.wordpress.com.
www.wordpress.com.
All right.
All right, so next time we're broadcasting, besides the Bachelor Party show, we're going to be on the moon for the moon-based wedding.
Whoa.
So you better get ready for that.
All right.
All right, nope, cheese.
Nope.
I'll slap you, bitch.
Oh, we forgot last week.
Yeah, we got to play Eat.
All right, let's play that now. Okay. Dope cheese.
Dope.
I'll slap you, bitch. I'll slap